On today's show, we're rounding off the online business roadmap, and we'll be looking at guesting, podcasting, videos, and hacks.
Welcome to the System Podcast, where we show you how to create, manage, and scale your own online business. Here's your host, Richard Bailey.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of the System Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Bailey, and in today's episode, we're going to take the final steps along the roadmap to scaling our online business. We've split the scale process into 8 simple steps, and in this episode, we'll be looking at the last 4 steps, which are guesting, podcasting, videos, and hacks. Okay, let's get started.
The System Online Business Podcast.
To help scale your online business and reach more people, you can use guesting. This is simply where you publish your content on someone else's website instead of your own. This is a win-win situation for both parties. They get some fresh content from a different perspective, and you get exposure to a new audience. It's imperative though that the site that you're posting on is in line with your own content. It can be a broader audience, or even narrower, but it must be in a similar niche. There's no point writing an article about the best time to plant a rosebush and posting it on a site about car mechanics. Alternatively, you can allow other people to guest post on your site. This gives your audience fresh material and will also bring a new audience, as the guest poster will undoubtedly promote your site to their audience. Generally, there is no good reason why using guest posts in either direction would be a bad thing. It's even a wise idea to do this regularly and to make it part of your content creation schedule. Another great way of guesting is on a podcast. There are lots of podcast creators that have guests to interview on their shows. In fact, they may even find it a struggle to find new guests to appear all the time, so they may welcome a suggestion for you to appear. Guesting on someone else's podcast is a great way to extend your audience. If video is your preferred medium, you can also have a guest video. You don't necessarily have to be in the same room. There could be an introduction followed by an informative video, or a split screen, or even an interview over Zoom. Guesting doesn't even need to be a full post, or podcast, or video. It could be something as simple as a guest social media post, a tweet, or just a quote. As long as you are attributed as the creator, and preferably with a link back to your website, no matter how big or small the guesting is, it will inevitably expand your audience and allow your business to grow. Finding suitable opportunities to provide a guest post is simply a matter of a Google search for sites in a similar niche as your own, but not a direct competitor. Then reach out to the owner and explain the benefits that their audience will gain from you providing content for them. Perhaps even send them a sample or a completed article.
The System Online Business Podcast.
Over the last few years, it seems that the number of podcasts has exploded. It's now even easier than ever for small business owners to start their own podcast. In fact, you don't need too much technical know-how, and the equipment required can be very minimal. Of course, the better the equipment, the better the quality of your podcast will be. But if you wanted to, there's nothing to stop you recording a podcast from your mobile phone. To create your own podcast, you'll need several things. Firstly, and most importantly, you'll need an audio file. You'll also need some artwork that will make your podcast stand out in a list of similar titles. You also need somewhere to store your audio files. This can be done within your WordPress site, but if you have a popular podcast, this will tend to slow down the rest of your website. A better way is to use an external podcast hosting service, like Anchor, which is now owned by Spotify. Not only will Anchor store your audio files, it will also send your podcast feed to all the other major podcast platforms like Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. It's probably wise to take some time to think about the content you'll provide on your podcast and what kind of format it will take. Will it just be you on your own talking, or with a co-host, or will you be interviewing guests? Choose a name for your podcast that reflects the content but also has some link to your website. After all, the main purpose to having a podcast is to reach out to a new audience. so you'll need some way of introducing them to your brand and your website. Make sure that the subject you are going to talk about is broad enough to enable you to continue to come up with new episodes. You don't want to run out of things to say after the first 10 episodes. A podcast needs to be a long-term commitment, and you should be high up on your content calendar. The frequency of your podcast episodes is important too. Ideally, you want to bring out a new episode at least once a week. This is probably the best time to make sure listeners keep engaged and don't unsubscribe. To keep things going, you can batch record a number of episodes at once and schedule them to come out on future dates. You don't have to release an episode immediately after creating it. If you want to get more creative, you can add jingles or background music to make your audio even more professional. The main thing to remember if you're planning on starting a podcast is consistency.
The System Online Business Podcast.
I'm sure you're used to seeing big budget video adverts from the biggest brands in the world. In fact, if you wanted to play an ad during the Super Bowl, it would set you back $6 million. But one of the great things about video marketing is that small budget videos have the potential to go just as viral as more established brands. Video can be a great way of attracting a new audience or entertaining an existing one. A great way to use video is to tell your story. You could have a video explaining your background or your credentials, or telling your audience how you got interested in your niche. You could also narrow down and have a video for each product or service that you provide. Video can be a great way to demonstrate products, and moving images will give more detail to the customer. You could also use video to be educational. Video courses are a great way to educate your audience on a particular subject and could even be used to generate extra income. A video testimonial is worth more than just a quote. Just imagine an existing customer speaking directly to a potential new customer. What a great sales technique. Or you could shoot a behind the scenes video. This gives potential customers further insight into your business, making your relationship more personal and breaking down barriers that stand between you and a sale. When creating your video, have in mind what your goal is and don't forget to include some form of CTA or call to action. You don't need fancy equipment to make good videos. Your mobile phone should be good enough. However, if you intend on doing lots of video marketing, investing in a quality video camera, a microphone and lights would be a good move. You will need somewhere to store your video files. This can be done directly on your hosting account, but video files tend to be quite large, so you may be restricted. YouTube not only allows you to use their storage for free, but also allows people to search, find, and view your videos. If you don't want the YouTube branding on the videos on your website, you can use an external video host like Wistia, or Vimeo, or even BunnyNet. As with all marketing that you undertake, make sure it's relevant to your audience and always points back to your website.
The System Online Business Podcast.
When we think of hacks for our online business, we're not talking about breaking into NASA's computers or transferring millions into our bank account. Hacks for our online business means shortcuts, tips, or small things we can do that make a massive difference. One of the most prominent types of hacks is growth hacking. This is when you build the marketing of your product actually into the product itself, so essentially your product automatically promotes itself. An example of this is when Hotmail first started. At the bottom of every email would be a link for the recipient to sign up for Hotmail. The inclusion of this link back to their website made Hotmail one of the largest email providers at that time. So how can you use growth hacking in your online business? Well, there are several ways we can do this. If you look at a successful company like Dropbox, for example, when they first launched in 2008, they made their service invite only. They launched at an event where their ideal customers would be. Everyone wanted to know what Dropbox was about and how it worked, so their waiting list grew from 5,000 to 75,000 in a short space of time. Limiting the number of people you target is not always a bad marketing move. Dropbox also rewarded referrals with more space for existing customers. The more people you refer, the bigger your Dropbox account. The Dropbox model is an example of how a viral product grows through other people referring to their friends, family, and colleagues. Another way to increase growth is to be sticky. Simply put, this is done by creating a great product or service that keeps people using it for as long as possible and therefore keeps paying you. A great experience will also encourage further referrals. If you have the necessary funds, you can pay to acquire new customers. Now, this will only work if you already know the LTV or lifetime value of your average customer. Let's say, for instance, that you charge £30 a month for your service and the average person hangs around for 10 months. This makes your LTV £300. So if you were to spend £100 or up to £200 to acquire each new customer, it wouldn't be a problem. You're still making a great profit. If the LTV stays the same, then the more you spend on advertising, the more new customers you will acquire and therefore more revenue. This doesn't take into account any overheads, but for an online business, these should be minimal. This strategy is not advised if you are selling physical goods, as each item will have a different cost and recurring purchases won't be as easy to predict. There are many more hacks that can be used to grow an online business. Which ones work best will depend on your business and your customers. The strategy best to take is to experiment with small hacks and to keep track of what works and what doesn't. If you find a hack that works well, why not double down on it until it stops working? Hacks are shortcuts not to be ignored.
The System Online Business Podcast.
Okay, there we have it. The last steps on the road to making a successful online business. To help scale your online business and reach more people, you can use guesting. This is simply where you publish your content on someone else's website instead of your own. Over the last few years, it seems that the number of podcasts has exploded. It's now even easier than ever for small business owners to start their own podcast. I'm sure you're used to seeing big budget video adverts from the biggest brands in the world, but small budget videos have the potential to go just as viral as more established brands. Hacks can provide shortcuts to the growth of your online business. Finding a hack that works well will enable you to take things to the next level. So that's the last steps along the roadmap: guesting, podcasting, videos and hacks. In the next episode, we'll be continuing to look at ways to increase sales and profits for our online business. So don't forget to subscribe to get all future episodes. If you found anything in this episode useful, why not find more information on our website at system.co.uk. That's system.co.uk. We have hundreds of articles on creating, managing and scaling an online business. Click the join button anywhere on the website to sign up to become a founder member of the Online Business Academy at a huge reduced price, only for a limited time. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the System Online Business Podcast. Why not get started on your own online journey today at system.co.uk? Bye for now.